Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore for March 2013, Selena welcomes the spring with a spring equinox ritual.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to welcome in springtime with a spring equinox ritual. We want to begin by celebrating equinox both in the northern hemisphere, where it's the spring or vernal equinox, as well as celebrating equinox in the southern hemisphere, where it's the fall equinox or autumnal equinox. This is a time of equal day and equal night. It is a time of balance. It's a time of magic. For it's said that at this time in the wheel of the year, both equinoxes, a wonderful time for bringing balance to oneself and balance to the planet. Let us begin by connecting with the sacred circle and calling on the powers of that sacred circle in the circle craft tradition. In the next few moments of quiet, take some deep, slow breaths and center yourself. Imagine a circle of light forming around you, and acknowledge that the circle of light where you are doing this working is part of a much larger circle of equinox of all of us who are taking part now and those who will be listening at a later time. For we are in a world that's beyond space and time. We are in the realm of spirit and spirituality. Divine is one, divine is many. We greet you, we honor you, we welcome you into our equinox ritual tonight. Guide us, bless us, be with us, teach us, and help us as we celebrate equinox and attune to the sacred rhythms of nature. So mote it be. We call upon the powers of the sacred circle, of the sacred sphere. We honor your magic. Come be with us here. Powers of the north and earth, bring balance to our bodies. Bring balance to our home. Powers of east and air, bring balance to our minds. Bring balance to our thinking. Powers of south and fire, bring balance to our will. Bring balance to our actions. Powers of west and water, bring balance to our emotions. bring balance to our relationships. Powers of center and spirit, bring balance to our souls. Bring balance to our lives. So mote it be. And now let us connect with that which is above, with the powers of our sky and of the dimension of weather. Let's reflect a few moments on changing weather. For at equinox time, weather can be quite changeable. And in our spring equinox ritual tonight, let us call to mind patterns of weather connected with winter, and bid them farewell. As we call to mind springtime, lengthening days, warming land, and in places where there is snow and ice, the melting away of the winter time climate, the emergence of springtime. We honor the weather, we honor the sky. We call to us springtime. And we call on the powers of the land where we are, and we call to mind signs of the emerging springtime that we may have already experienced. The melting of icicles in the sunshine. The emergence of new shoots in land which has been warmed by the sun. The emergence of creatures who have been hibernating in the winter, the return of migrating birds who make their home in the land during warmer months. Call to mind what you've experienced recently in the way of getting a sense that springtime is coming. We welcome springtime. We welcome springtime. And now let us call on the sacred sun. The sun in the yearly cycle, the sun in the daily cycle, the sun whose dance brings us day and night. We honor the balance of night and day, day and night. brightness and darkness. Reflect a few moments on the magic and the mystery of day and night being of equal length. We celebrate the balance. We celebrate the equality. We celebrate the equinox. We call on the sacred planet that is our home. We celebrate the northern hemisphere moving into springtime. We celebrate the southern hemisphere moving into autumn. We celebrate the unity of our planet and the dance of our planet moving around the sun. The interface of sun and planet, of seasons, of interplay of day and night. We celebrate the planet. We celebrate the sun. We call now the powers of spring equinox to be with us in some additional ways. We call on the powers of the ancestors, the ancient ones, our ancestors, ancient ones, we call to you, ancient ones, we honor you, ancient ones, we call to you. Ancient ones, we honor you. Ancient ones, we call to you. Ancient ones, we honor you. We honor you and your traditions of celebrating spring. And now in the next few moments of quiet, as you commune with the ancestors and the ancient ones, and traditions connected with those who have gone before and their connections with springtime. Pay attention to what you experience as we connect with the power of springtime past. Springtime, humankind has celebrated you, has welcomed you in many ways. The inner mysteries of dancing in the spring. The magic of taking on new clothing. The tradition of kindling sacred fires. The custom of greeting the rising sun on equinox day. The practice of making offering, libation of juice, of water, of tea, of wine, ale, some other liquid blessed in a sacred way, poured upon the land with prayers of honor and thanksgiving. At this spring equinox time, we honor ancient practices. We honor traditions that have continued on to the present day. We honor memories of springtimes past in our own lifetimes. We call to mind images of new life, of rebirth, of hares and rabbits and Easter bunnies, of eggs and baskets and Ostara the goddess, of wearing the green, of flowers decorating homes and altars. We connect with the rich heritage of spring equinox traditions and customs. And we bring them in to springtime present. We spend a few moments now and we experience ourselves as part of a vast network of people and groups that are keeping the equinox. And we focus our attention tonight on those in the Northern Hemisphere who are celebrating the vernal equinox, spring equinox, welcoming spring. In the next few moments of quiet, call to mind the sensation of being part of a vast network of humans welcoming spring. Celebrate that connection. Experience the community of spring equinox present. And now in the next few moments, we are going to have an opportunity to welcome in spring through our own connection with one or more spring symbols. Symbols that have been used in the past and that are likely to be used in future times as well. We imagine before us a beautiful basket filled with colored eggs. Each of us has a basket. each of us has the opportunity to reflect on that basket of colored eggs. And as you connect with that symbol, let the power of possibility be present within your consciousness. And when you feel ready, reach into the basket and draw out an egg using your powers of imagination. Hold that egg in your hand. Gaze upon it. Notice its color. And then a word appears upon it. Reflect on that word. It is a message for you. And then when you are complete with this part of experience, hold that egg to your heart. And if it feels right to do so, take that message within you. The basket of colored eggs flows back into your realm of imagination. And now you call before you another symbol of spring. You see a branch with small buds upon it. And as you reach out, that branch turns into a wand. And as you hold it in your hands, the buds open up into leaves. Feel the power of renewal coursing through yourself. And as you hold the budding, newly leafed wand in your hands, reflect a few moments on renewal. Feel the power of renewal within you. As the springtime comes on, a surge of optimism flows through you and aids you in considering new ways to be, ways to grow. You feel the exuberance of renewal now flowing through you as you hold the wand in your hand. And as you take it to your heart and become one with it, take it into your being. Know that if you wish to do so, you can put out the request right now that in the next day or two, that an insight about a new direction for yourself in some part of daily life, some mannerism, some way of being, guidance for that will have the possibility of coming to you and for you acting upon it to renew yourself and to grow. Now, as the wand that's been sprouting vanishes from view and stays within you in a deeper way, you imagine yourself sprouting wings like a butterfly. Feeling beauty and transformation and freedom. Experience yourself moving freely, flying like a beautiful butterfly into a warm, sunny springtime environment. The beauty of imagination, the power of freedom, of creativity. Be with this now in the next few moments of quiet. Pay attention to whatever creative thoughts flow through you, come to mind. As you experience springtime as a butterfly moving freely. Feel the power of creative awakening in you, around you. And then as you take some deep, slow breaths, you shift from your butterfly self into your human form again, taking that butterfly consciousness deep within your heart and being, celebrating your beauty and your creativity. And now continuing to use your imagination to connect with the power of springtime. You imagine now that a beautiful green light is starting to swirl around you, and you experience yourself in a green field, and the green light is the green of growth. Inner growth, a vegetative growth, a prosperity of good health, of love. Be one with the wearing of the green light. Breathe it in, become one with it, and pay attention to what you experience. As you immerse yourself in the experience of springtime green. And as you breathe in and out and deepen your connection with the power of the green light, feel nurturance. Feel kinship with other living things. With vibrancy. And then as you take some deep, slow breaths inward, let that beautiful green light and green color continue to dwell within your being as another symbol of springtime that you've connected with. For personal renewal. Know that there are many symbols connected with springtime. And after our ritual concludes, you may wish to continue your exploration with imagination of the nurturing, creative, inspiring powers of springtime symbols. We shift now from the here and now of celebrating springtime on a personal level to reflect, to envision, to send forth well wishes for the greater circle of life of which we are all part. As springtime is emerging, we take the tide that's known as the equinox tide as an opportunity to focus our attention and our intention on bringing forth into being a more peaceful world. A more harmonious world. A more loving world. A healthier world. In the next few moments of quiet, silently, or if you are in a place where you are able to do so, give voice to at least one prayer or wish for some aspect of humankind, life here on planet Earth, or even a greater sphere of life of nature that includes this world and beyond, put forth a prayer. For well-being, for healing, for renewal of our planet, of the circle of life of which we are a part. At equinox tide, we send forth well wishes for others, for the community that we are part of, the community of humankind, the community of life that's on planet Earth, the community of all that is in the larger universe. And let us focus now for a few moments on love. A deep, abiding love consciousness. That's within us and around us. That transcends boundaries of religion, philosophy, spirituality. That is nurturing. That is eternal. That is renewing. Love within us, love around us, love above us, love below us, love before us, love behind us. Love in the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. And we celebrate the possibilities of greater love, peace, understanding, mutual support, well-being amongst humankind, amongst the larger community of life that's on planet Earth, within the greater circle of nature that is this world and beyond. As the springtime emerges, may each of us be guided in our own spiritual practice, in our connection with the divine, in ceremonies and meditations, in dreams, in readings, in day-to-day life. May we be inspired. May we be guided to thrive and to manifest divine love, divine peace, divine wisdom within us and around us. so mote it be. We celebrate springtime and give thanks for our experiences with the ancient ones, the ancestors, the traditions of springtime in ancient past and more recent past. We give thanks and celebrate the spring celebrations that are unfolding this week and in the times to come, in the here and now, in the community of life. And we also celebrate that balance with those celebrating the fall equinox in the days and nights and weeks ahead. And we call to mind that of springtime to come, the emerging springtime and springtimes of the future. May the inner work that we have done, each in our own way and all of us together in our ceremony tonight, may they continue to dwell in our memory, give us inspiration, as well as opportunities for consideration of the mysteries of life, of the magic of spirit. And now, as we prepare to conclude our rite, we celebrate the sacred circle, the sacred sphere that we have worked with. We give thanks to the power of community. We give thanks to the power of the sacred planet. We give thanks to the power of the sacred sun. We give thanks to the equality of day and night. We give thanks to the land, to the place where we are doing this rite. We give thanks to the signs of spring emerging we've already experienced. And we give thanks to those signs which are to come. We give thanks to the sky above and the weather beings and the changing patterns that can bring on even more of the springtime ahead. And as we connect with the elements of nature that are at the heart of circle craft tradition, let us once again connect with them and honor the balance that we have called for at this time. We give thanks to the powers of North and Earth. We give thanks for balance within our bodies and our homes. May you continue to be part of our life experience. We give thanks to the powers of East and Air, to the balance in our minds and thinking. May you continue to be balanced within us. We give thanks to the powers of South and Fire, to the balance of our will and actions. Balance, may you continue. May we be guided in all that we do. We give thanks to the powers of West and water. We give thanks to the balance of our emotions and relationships. May we continue to walk in balance, to live in balance, to be in balance, to understand balance in our ways of being with others, in our ways of navigating the feelings within ourselves. We give thanks to the powers of center and spirit. We give thanks to the balance in our souls and in our lives. We give thanks to balance. We give thanks to the elements. We give thanks to the sacred circle. We give thanks to each other. We give thanks to the divine as one and the divine as many. We give thanks to the powers of the equinox. Continue to teach us, to inspire us, to guide us, to balance us. And at this time of equal day and equal night, we conclude our working with a wish for equality and liberty and justice for all. So mote it be. And as we conclude our rite and give thanks to the sacred, as we've worked with the sacred tonight, know that what is done at equinox time can continue to work. Seeds sprouting within moist, dark soil, coming up through the soil and turning into plants, reveling in the sunshine, in the warmth of springtime. So can our inner workings and our own connection with the sacred at spring equinox time continue to be part of our lives. Sometime after we have concluded tonight's experience, I invite you to take a few moments and to write some reflections about what you've encountered and experienced in the ceremony tonight. You may begin by writing an account of memories of what has come to you, but you may find as you do that, some deeper understandings may come out as you start journaling and writing. And as you do so, let that process be a continuation of the creativity and inspiration that can come from welcoming spring. I wish you all a wonderful springtime. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Happy spring. So mote it be. And in the last few minutes that we have together, I'm going to check in with my assistants, David and Jeanette Ewing, and thank them for helping me with the show tonight, as well as past shows and shows to come. I'll check in and wish you both happy spring and see if you have any reflections or any comments to share from those in the chat room. or any thoughts about spring yourself? Happy spring.
Happy spring. And we were commenting earlier on how here in Northern Virginia, it seems like winter has finally remembered about us because we have had more snow in March than we've had all winter.
Which is not really anything to speak of.
Which is, I mean, we've had more snow in March, but we've had like maybe 5 inches total this month. Maybe. You know, not much. So, you know, so we're starting to kind of feel the need to connect with spring a little more because we're having some snowiness, and you know, we were teased with the mild winter and this promise of spring earlier in March, with things kind of starting to bloom and coming out early, and you know, so we're it's a little confusing for the plants.
Yeah, it's been interesting here. We had a big snowstorm yesterday. Nothing compared to what we had a few months ago, but still, it snowed all day, and we had to get plowed out again today, the day before spring officially starts. And part of my reflection on that is that, yes, we have even more snow on the ground now as a result of the latest, and the weather's turned really, really cold. But yet I know there's already been these signs that spring is coming. The raccoons have already successfully knocked down a number of my bird feeders, which is a true sign that spring is on its way. And even back in January, we saw a bluebird, which occasionally they will appear quite early. So although right now it doesn't look like what it did a year ago when we had very, very warm weather and everything was about a month ahead of time in terms of blooming and things, I think part of the magic and the mysteries of this is when you're having to wait a bit longer for all the outward signs of spring to stay, to come and stay for a time, you can savor it even more fully.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're anticipating now the next thing we have to look forward to are the cherry blossoms, because we have a big cherry tree in the front yard, and it blooms pretty much in time with the ones around the tidal basin, you know, and the big cherry blossom festival, which starts here in a few days.
Yeah, it's fabulous. One of my favorite things about springtime are the blossoming trees. It's just really such a wonderful thing to behold.
It is. And when they have a lot of, like, I didn't realize they had a scent. It's very, very faint, but there, it's really cool. So
And all of our daffodils are all starting to bloom. We have, I don't know, about half a dozen. We have a few different varieties that we grow in the front yard. it took me forever to find my Jeep this morning. from the snow. That's what Rev Terry just said. our tree is got, you know, the buds get bigger and bigger until, you know, right towards the end of the month. You start to see those little pink cherry blossoms, so it's getting closer and closer. But yeah, and it's, you know, the daffodils have been pretty much right on schedule to bloom just a little bit before spring equinox for quite a few years now. So that's how we always know in our home is those daffodils
opening up.
Well, one of the things that regardless of where one lives and what the climate may be doing at the present time, certainly one can take spring symbols and place them in one's home to be harbingers of spring, to remind us of the spring that's there. And certainly that's been part of my process is beginning to put spring decorations out and shifting from the white candles that I have up for Imbolc every year two green ones, you know, basically signifying the springtime coming on. And it is wonderful to watch the changing of the seasons in nature, but also in popular culture. And it is such a wonderful thing. Spring brings us promise of new life, and it's a chance to restart and rebirth, and whatever one's spirituality, whatever one's tradition, that there are some universal things about springtime and possibilities that can be good no matter what time of year. And that's something that we can really celebrate as we continue to move into the springtime. Well, I want to thank you all for your insights and sharings, and thank everyone who joined us in the chat room tonight, and to all of you who will be listening later, continued springtime blessings. We are going to be celebrating spring in a variety of different ways this week. We have at the Circle Sanctuary website, www.circlesanctuary.org, a resource link. You can click on the word spring equinox, and it'll take you to a page with some meditations, ideas for rituals, and some links to previous podcasts giving some ideas about ways to welcome in the spring. So I invite you to check with those resources. This podcast will be archived in a few days at the circlepodcast.org site, which is connected with Circle Sanctuary's website. And you can connect with me on Twitter, Selena_Fox, and on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates. Next week, we are going to actually have a special show and then resume our Ways of Ritual series in April. I will be going to Washington, D.C. next week to take a stand along with many other people for marriage equality. I will be at a national interreligious service on Tuesday, March 26th, and there'll be more information about that on my main Facebook page. And at this time of equinox, may we find ways of being able to support the quest for equality for all humans, regardless of their race, their national origin, their gender, their sexual orientation.
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.